From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a young mother who served on the Sayreville Borough Council was found shot to death in an SUV parked outside her home Wednesday night. Authorities say 30-year-old Eunice Duomfour had been shot multiple times and pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities have not made any arrests or said if they believe the motive for the slaying may be personal or political. In a 2021 campaign interview, Duomfour described herself as a proud graduate of Newark Public Schools who earned a degree in women's studies at William Patterson University while working part-time as an EMT. The Republican had recently gotten married and leaves behind a young daughter from a previous relationship. The U.S. Surgeon General says 13 is too young for kids to be on social media, and Jersey experts agree. Dr. Gary Small, psychiatry chair at Hackensack University Medical Center, says social media is habit-forming, and these kids are still developing mentally.
There's a link between use of social media, sense of isolation, depression. Kids, particularly girls, become more sensitive to social pressure.
But he says it's hard to just declare an age as ready for social media. All kids are different. Tomorrow we'll talk about ways to handle your kids' social media use. A Clifton man is under arrest for allegedly throwing a Molotov cocktail at a Bloomfield synagogue Sunday. The suspect was seen on security video throwing the glass bottle at the temple near Tamid. He is identified as Nicholas Malandretos. He has been charged with the use of fire to damage a building and faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. A 50-year-old Mullica Township man charged with animal cruelty after police found a severely malnourished dog and the body of a dead dog in John Roblin's yard. The deceased dog appeared to have died from starvation. The living dog taken to an animal shelter where it was evaluated and is being treated for malnutrition and a skin condition. Now, every New Jersey county is considered to be part of the spotted lanternfly quarantine zone, according to a new update from the State Department of Agriculture.
There's enough population in each and every county that it was worth it to take that step.
This means residents are required to use a checklist before leaving the state to make sure there are no hitchhiking lanternflies or egg masses. Certain businesses have to obtain a permit for their traveling vehicles. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Get ready for the big Arctic blast. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey's news, traffic, and weather authority.
New Jersey fast traffic.
All right, we do have a continuing closure. Pulaski Skyway on the northbound side from 78 up towards Tunnel East Circle. It's a crash investigation that's going on. The southbound side is open, but they do have the right lane closed approaching Raymond Boulevard, so not good. I'd avoid that Skyway either way. It is in bad shape right now. There's also construction on 18 North in New Brunswick coming up towards River Road. Heads up for delays getting around that. And the traffic north and south on the turnpike at the Garden State Parkway overall not faring too badly. 287 holding up pretty well. If you're leaving New Jersey across the Hudson, the one to watch out for here is the Lincoln Tunnel, 495 eastbound side. There's an accident near Kennedy Boulevard, so heads up for delays around that. Oh, there's still a crash on 36 West over by 71 West Long Branch, 36 in Hazlitt North at South Laurel Avenue. Fire department activity in the right lane, and a new problem in Eatontown, 35 North at Tenton Avenue. It's a crash. They're still working on one in Brick on 70 West at Chambersbridge Road. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. Route 45 in Woodbury is closed on the southbound side from Red Bank Ave through to Cooper Street. A bus broke down. There's a fuel spill on the roadway. They're getting that mopped up, and that is making for a mess there in that area. 45 southbound is closed between Red Bank Avenue, which is Route 644, down to Cooper. And also Cherry Hill has Route 38 eastbound closed off from Mansion Boulevard in through to Cuthbert Boulevard. It is jammed at Cuthbert in through to Longwood Avenue. It is closed off as they clear up the accident on eastbound Route 38. South 295 is also slow. Exit 28 to 26 and North 295 at Rancocas Woods, exit 43. Right lane repairs, New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 318 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by My Place Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Parks Casino, this is how you win. It's so close to New Jersey and New York. Catch Deep Purple Friday, February 10th. ParksCasino.com for tickets. Exit 6A off the Jersey Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This winter, be ready.
New Jersey 101.5's chief meteorologist Dan Zero is ready for winter.
Look for wintry mix to start around lunchtime.
He's ready to give you the facts without the hype.
Snow ends early tomorrow morning, but expect a really messy commute.
Our winter weather alerts will keep you and your family safe before, during, and after the storm. Thanks to our sponsor, New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety. New Jersey 101.5 winter weather alerts. Be ready. Listen on your radio, our free app, and NJ1015.com.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our impending Arctic blast begins with a cold front passing north to south across New Jersey tonight. There could be an isolated snow shower involved, but the big story here is the big chill arriving for tomorrow. I think thermometers will end up in the mid-20s by sunrise tomorrow, and then closer to 20 degrees by sunset. It is the very definition of blustery tomorrow. Wind gusts to 35 or 40 miles an hour. It will be mostly sunny and dry, but we're bundling up for sure. Into the danger zone tomorrow night, the wind chill may dip below zero for a few hours. Saturday looks frigid with sunshine and calmer winds, highs only in the mid-20s, but bouncing back nicely on Sunday, highs in the mid-40s, skies becoming mostly cloudy. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
In Bradley Beach, it's 41, Madison 39, Jamesburg 40, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey